This is Twit.
Initially, when we heard about the Essential Phone, it was Andy Rubin just basically saying, we're going unlocked, we're selling it through our own channels, we're not going to be in any carrier stores. And now suddenly, Essential has an exclusivity deal with Sprint that basically means that you're going to be able to go into a Sprint store and find the Essential Phone. It'll still work on all U.S. carriers, so it's not like this phone only works on Sprint. It's just Sprint, as far as we know, as of this point, is the only carrier store here in the U.S. where you could actually go in and see it being displayed on the shelves and have the representatives point you in that direction. And the Essential president, Niccolo De Masi, told USA Today, this is how the news broke, we like to bet where we think the market is going as opposed to where the market was. He says, I feel like we are a new brand and a new consumer electronics company, and we are partnering with the network of the future. Is Sprint the network of the future?
Well, we talked about this last night on All About Android. But Jason, I want to turn it around on you as the host. What do you think of this announcement and this news? Because I have thoughts and opinions, but I don't want to bias you with my thoughts. So I want to hear when you heard this, what was your immediate kind of response?
Oh, well, I mean, I think my knee-jerk response was Sprint, really? But that was my knee-jerk response. But I came around. I came around. Honestly, I think any deal is good when you're talking about getting into carrier stores. Now, this is very U.S.-centric conversation, right? Because the Essential, you know, I'm sure Andy Rubin has plans for this to be all over the world. But in the U.S., I mean, in some ways, you live and die by your availability in carrier stores, for right or wrong. And people outside of the U.S., to a certain degree, have a hard time sometimes understanding that, but that's just the way it is here. People will buy from their carrier, whether it's a good or a bad idea, it's there, it's being presented to them, it's being sold to them from a representative. So that can actually really influence the sales numbers on your device. So I think when you're Andy Rubin, you know, trying to guide your new brand to some sort of success, having a deal is better than not having a deal. And it, like, expecting the general consumer to go online and to buy it unlocked and to be able to have that be your strategy for success over the next however many years, I don't think that happens. I think at some point you have to figure out your way into a carrier store. If they can get into Sprint and they can prove that it has some sort of momentum, they get Sprint's kind of money, you know, marketing muscle behind it, Sprint's going to be pretty happy to have, you know, the father of Android's newest phone. So they're probably going to at least make some sort of a big deal about it. That could be really good for the Essential brand.
So after you, Kevin.
I mean, that is one big difference moving back to the UK, is that here you can buy Sims in any shop. I mean, literally any shop. Like, shop you buy your newspapers and sweets from, they'll have a little rack of Sims up there for £1 each, and you buy them, and then you can top them up there as well. Mm-hmm. So pay-as-you-go Sims are here. We have phones, you know, we have phone stores too. We have more carriers, and there's much more interop. There's much less locked phones and so on. You can do the full contract thing, but you can just, by default, you tend to get unlocked phones and the ability to swap Sims in.
So the interesting thing about this, though, is that, like, my first gut reaction was like, oh, Sprint, ooh, you know, and I recounted this on All About Android last night as well, too, that I talked to two individual different people and they both had the same opinion, which is like, oh, Essential's going to be on Sprint. Too bad. Nope. You know, and just an immediate shutdown at the S word, as they said it, at Sprint being involved. But then the news broke yesterday, and I dropped it into the chat in the doc if you want to show it. Sprint's offering a free year of unlimited service if you switch to their service.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. So I think that this is really interesting, and that's, I think Sprint's trying to breathe life into their brand. They're doing whatever they can. And they're like, this offer of a free year is a very T-Mobile-esque promotion.
Yeah.
Right. Doesn't that seem very T-Mobile? Like, seems like a T-Mobile's playbook. Right. And, and I think that my guess is that they must have dumped a bunch of money in Essential's pocket in order to get this exclusive. I think that Essential has to get into the carriers. I mean, we've talked about this every time I talk about cell phones. The OnePlus is a great phone. Grab somebody on the street, they don't know how to get it.
No.
You know, like we all know that you can buy these phones unlocked. It's not, Kevin, it's not like in the UK with Carphone Warehouse and places like that where there's a different approach to phones in other countries. Here, the millions and millions of people go to the cell phone store, and it could be Verizon, it could be Sprint, it could be T-Mobile, it's whatever's in their neighborhood, and they buy whatever phone is there. So if Essential wants to break away from the OnePluses and the Nexbits and all these other kind of, you know, even Huawei, like all these kind of, you know, one-off hardware startups that are trying to break into the U.S. market, they have to get with a carrier. So if it's with Sprint, so be it. Maybe the sales are enough then that when the exclusive ends, then T-Mobile and AT&T want on board. No.
Yeah, and I think you're exactly right. Sprint needs eyeballs. It needs some sort of fire underneath their brand, because they're clearly behind the other three at this point. This is totally out of T-Mobile's playbook, and T-Mobile continues to do these things, and T-Mobile, you know, is improving its network, so it's able to kind of back it up at this point. I think this was an opportunity for Sprint to say, hey, here's what has the potential to be a very kind of eye-catching, very buzzworthy device, and it doesn't have a carrier agreement. We're willing to do what needs to happen in order to give, you know, bring them into our stores to make it comfortable for them. We're there early on, and, you know, maybe that ends up, you know, giving a little bit of extra cachet to Sprint. I just don't know how much power the Essential brand will have out of the gate. And I don't think it has very much out of the gate. It has to build that. This is a way to start building that.
It's got
to
start somewhere. Yeah, exactly. And with that Sprint offer, there are tons of restrictions and, like, not all phones and all this sort of stuff. But still, even then, some people are going to get free service. And so I think it's really interesting. And hopefully people give Essential a try through Sprint, and like, I'm rooting for Essential just because I'm rooting for innovation in the space.
And you have said that you plan on getting an Essential.
I'm waiting desperately for some date around the, I think it's the, was the ocean blue color. What is it? Is that what it is? We're not ocean blue or ocean green. I forget what the color is, but let's see. I'm going on the website.
Not
right
your
now.
Standard black, white.
I don't want the black aluminum. Or white. No, that's, I'm the thing that, yeah, it's ocean depths. That's what it's called now. Ocean depths. It's the green phone with the gold kind of bezel or, you know, kind of frame around it. Yeah, like a black or white, that's boring. After with the Nexbit Robin having such a unique looking phone, right. I want to make sure I have unique looking phones. So, yeah.
Let's just hope that that the Essential has a little bit more longevity on the design, like on the actual durability of the design than the Nexbit Robin, because your phone's showing a little bit of age. I'm not going to lie.
I've definitely beaten that phone up quite a bit. But I want to put the Essentials titanium case to kind of give it the drop challenge myself. So
titanium's nice and all, but there's also a little bit of ceramic in there, so just be careful. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to the phone, and I think it's an eye-catching device. And any deal is better than no deal. I also really hope that Sprint doesn't get in there. And, you know, one of the things that Andy Rubin was really kind of very emphatic about was a very kind of cruft-free, true Android experience, no extra kind of, you know, bloat apps on there. And once you start making deals with carriers, at least in the Android space, not in the iOS space, Apple's made the deals to where this doesn't happen, it seems like. But on Android, it ends up meaning that you get a bunch of extra apps and icons that maybe you do or do not want there. So hopefully that doesn't happen with this, but I guess we'll see.